Masha and the Bear. Masha lived with her grandparents in a little village near a big forest. She enjoyed cooking with her babushka and whistling tunes with her deodushka, but she dreamed of going berry picking with the older girls in the forest. At last, the day came when Masha was allowed to go. There were fat, juicy berries everywhere, and she picked and picked. Further and further into the forest she went until her basket was full. Now she looked up and saw she was alone, and she was lost. The forest was quiet and dark, but Masha was brave. She set out to find her way home. She came to a clearing where there was a log house. Masha knocked on the door. No reply. So she pushed the door open and went in. No one was inside, but there was a porridge pot warming in the oven. So Masha waited. Still, no one came. And she was hungry. She spooned porridge into a bowl, added honey from a big jar and berries from her basket. She sat down to eat. And then the owner of the house came back.
"How dare you steal, mate?"
the bear roared, then stopped and sniffed the air. He snatched the porridge and gulped it all down. He licked the bowl and licked his lips.
"Little girl,"
he growled,
"you will stay and cook for me, or I will crack your skull like an egg."
There was nothing Masha could do but stay. Every day she cooked and cooked. Berry porridge, mushroom pancakes, honey cakes, fish pie. The bear ate and ate, leaving only crumbs for Masha. So she got thinner and lighter while he grew fatter and ruder. She kept her spirits up by whistling her grandfather's tunes while she tried to think of a way to escape. Then one day, she had an idea. "Please, let me take some pies to my grandparents," she said to the bear.
"No,"
he growled.
"I will bake those pies myself."
So Masha baked many pies and put them in a huge basket. She said, "Please keep the basket closed or the pies will get cold."
"Yes, yes, yes,"
said the bear crossly.
"Now give me that basket."
"Shall I open the door for you?" said Masha.
"No,"
said the bear.
"I'll do it. I know your tricks. You'll run away."
While his back was turned, quick as a flash, Masha dived into the basket and hid under the pies. Because she was so light, the bear didn't notice the basket was heavier. And because he was so rude, he lumbered off without looking behind him. Through the forest he trudged, till he began to feel tired and hungry.
"The basket I'll open, Masha won't know, and I won't tell her anyhow. A pie I'll eat, and rest my feet, for I want a treat."
Then he had a big shock, for suddenly there was Masha's voice. "You I can see, you promised me, no pie to eat, no rest of feet."
"What?"
said the bear.
"That girl must have hawk eyes to see so far."
For rude he might be, but bright he was not. He did not open the basket, but plodded on, till he grew tired and hungry again.
"The basket I'll open, Masha won't know, and I won't tell her anyhow. A pie I'll eat and rest my feet, for I want a treat."
Again came Masha's voice. "You I can see, you promised me, no pie to eat, no rest of feet."
"Jumping jellied salmon,"
swore the bear.
"The girl has eagle eyes to see so far."
So he did not open the basket, but went on, and soon he came to Masha's village. He knocked at her grandparents' house and growled,
"Open up!"
But Masha whistled a special tune she knew, and all the village dogs came running and barking. The bear dropped the basket and fled for his life, and he never came back. Masha's babushka said, "I thought I heard that basket whistle." And Masha's deodushka said, "A kettle whistles, but never a basket full of pies." Masha jumped up, all covered in broken pastry and berry juice, and they hugged her and cried for joy. But when they heard how she'd tricked the bear, they laughed and laughed and called all the village to hear. And to this day, when you go there, people still tell the story of Masha and the bear.